Explaining football to the friend who's just there for the nachos? Hard. Tailgating from home like a pro with snacks and drinks everyone will love? An easy win. And with Instacart helping deliver the snack time MVPs to your door, you're ready for the game in as fast as 30 minutes. So you never miss a play or lose your seat on the couch or have to go head-to-head for the last chicken wing. Shop game day faves on Instacart and enjoy $0 delivery fees on your first three grocery orders. Offer valid for a limited time. Other fees and terms apply.
You're listening to Bernstein and Holmes, middays 10 to 2 on 670 The Score.
The basis behind that, and how did you see that kind of affect the game?
Well, it starts up front with our defensive line, like Will, Daniil, Mario, all the guys, the way they were rushing, like together, and the way we were covering in the back end, that really set things apart for us. So, you know, credit to Sting and Kamari for the way they covered, allowing those guys to get the pressure. You don't get pressure unless the coverage is tight. So those guys cover well, that allowed the rush to get there.
D'Amico Ryans, pretty good at what he does. The guy does not like to blitz.
Excellent at what he does.
No, he doesn't. I'm not kidding. Don't
I know. No, I know, but you know I know. I know, but I know.
Yeah, but he did blitz a lot.
He's like, oh, rookie quarterback back there? I haven't seen a semblance of a running game? Watch this.
We did the thing. We pushed the buttons. The lights are blinking, and here is Shad on the south side. Shad, what's up? You're on the score.
My man Dan, 100 grand. Also, my boy, Marshall. The only man in the city of Chicago with the optimism of Steve Rogers. Let me tell you something. Okay. I'm a little concerned. Dan, I just got some rehab done to the basement. When I heard you after draft night, one thing that stuck with me that you and Lawrence stood on, and I talked to Danny about this, the floor. What's the floor? We talked about the floor so much. We can't be concerned with ceiling 2 weeks in. It scares me that the floor is so low after 2 weeks, considering the entire offseason and what they had. They even gave the guy a playbook before the draft. Why is it so bad? Last year, no preseason, no snaps for the starters, and we said that they were ready to roll, and we're seeing the tendencies again. It's the head coach, man. We have to cut it off at the knees and establish it there, because without him setting the tone on what to expect on offense, Dan, tell me if I'm completely wrong, because the floor has not got as low as it could get.
Well, I hope it doesn't get lower, but that's why.
What is the floor?
The ceiling is the floor. The floor is the ceiling. No, what Shad's talking about, and he's right, was that's kind of a semantic difference to it's not supposed to look like Bears football.
Okay.
But that's why I played the Eberflus cut that I did, and it's why I asked him what I did. Like, what? Basically, it was a nice way of saying, what are you going to do to make this better?
Outside of being the defensive coordinator, the guy who calls the defense.
Yeah.
Yeah, no, I got
and,
it.
And I guess the early answer is, we don't know.
And the question then becomes, is it too early to know? Are you going to give him some grace, a little grace period to adjust? New coaches on his staff, some injuries on the offensive line. How much grace does he get is the question.
NIU Dave is out today. He's on Sports Radio 670. Hello, Dave.
Hello, boys. Long time, Burnsy. How you been?
Good.
So there's one aspect of watching Chicago Bears football, and I love how you say it looks like Bears football still, and it gives me the pit in the bottom of my stomach when I think about that. But just like with Justin Fields and just like with Cam Newton, Caleb Williams is not getting any help from the refs. I could give you at least three examples where they could have called roughing the passer. One was so blatant, the defensive lineman took about a full step and then hit him right in the chest and no call. And if we're going to go down this path again, it's yet another thing that's going to really hurt his development. I want to know what you guys thought about that. Thanks a lot, guys.
Yeah, it's happening again.
I mean, rookie lumps. This is not a football only issue, right? This is rookies aren't going to get respect until a certain point.
But
roughing the passers, that's in my different. Mind, that's a different type of thing we're talking about.
And we went through this with Justin Fields, too, on the slides and with some of the upright slides. And the guys. And I will say this. The best thing I saw out of Tevin Jenkins all night last night was his desire to, after the fact, protect his quarterback. Do it beforehand. this motivation and this desire, you can't do that to our quarterback. We're going to come over and clobber you, and we're going to come over and mix it up with you on the sideline. All that determination, all that effort, all that intensity, pour that into your blocking.
And frustration. I think he was frustrated at that point, too, because the whole you can't do that, well, clearly he couldn't. He and his teammates couldn't block well enough to keep Caleb Williams' jersey near clean.
Yeah, but you know what I mean. It's just like it's like a hockey thing. It's like when your star gets beat up,
hockey bravado,
and then it's like, well, you're beating up my star. I'm gonna punch you. It's like, well, why didn't you just play better beforehand instead of stopping and punching people? Also,
I was about to give you an also. Like, why are we still punching people with helmets on?
Don't. It's
why? You have a fist. He has a helmet. You're going to break your hand if you punch him hard enough.
Well, and you notice when he turns to the left and he shoves Darnell Wright, and Darnell Wright doesn't move an inch.
Doesn't move.
Can't move the mountain. Oh, I probably shouldn't have done that.
I'm going to shove you again and see if it works. Maybe if I shove you twice, it'll be an additive amount of force. And
well,
then
and good
move.
For Darnell Wright for not punching back and just being a brick wall. Get out of here, buddy. Yeah.
But that stuff's all silly. It doesn't mean anything. Here's Mike in Rockford. Mike, you are on Sports Radio 670, The Score.
Good morning, guys. Listen, Dan, and I'm going to tell you guys something. Football's changed in 40 years, but it's still one in the trenches. And Ryan Poles, a couple years ago, drafted Brisker and Gordon. He should have addressed the line back then. You build first the line, then you get your franchise quarterback because it makes your running game better. It's to make your pass blocking and your receivers get open. They just did this wrong, guys. That's the first point. I'll make it quick. Second point is, why is it that we're looking at this Sheldon? He looks like Getsy. It's terrible, guys. What is the deal?
What do you mean he looks like Getsy? I don't know exactly what that means.
It's like he's saying he looks like someone that Luke Getsy would be coaching on that offense.
I think that's a very kind interpretation, but I also, when it comes to the order in which you do it, I think, Mike, that's out of your control sometimes. That when the quarterback is there, you take the quarterback, regardless of what you got around him. Where I thought you were going was they haven't addressed the center position. I don't know if Coleman Shelton's an NFL player, and after two games, I have my doubts. And Texter says, yeah, Mike, it's changed in 40 years, except here.
Yeah. The building the defense the way they did through the draft, I don't really have a problem with it because you can do two things at once. And back then, let's be honest, the passing numbers were looking better around the league than they are right this second. So that I think everyone has adjusted to saying the prime position that we need to address defensively is the secondary, because if you get beat, and it's the game's over.
Yeah, the way the secondaries are being schemed now, it's everything's changed. It's so much too deep.
Well, and remember, their secondary was awful. They had no good players except for Jalen Johnson in that secondary. So,
Oh, you're not an Eddie Jackson guy then?
Oh, not that? End stage Eddie Jackson?
After payday Eddie Jackson is what we'll call him.
Yes, post-payday Eddie Jackson. Well, yeah, we know, in 2018, 19, and a little bit of 20, the secondary is pretty good, but then there was 2 years where it was terrible.
Yes.
And that was a long time ago. Yeah. We're talking about those years like they're recent. It's really not all that recent.